Bedtime Bites presents The Great Halloween Costume Mix-Up. Luna was a little witch with a big imagination. She lived in a cozy cottage at the edge of the Whispering Woods with her black cat, Midnight, and her loyal broomstick, Bristles. Every Halloween, Luna loved to dress up in the most spectacular costumes, but this year was going to be extra special. You see, Luna had been invited to the Grand Halloween Costume Ball at the Pumpkin Palace. It was the biggest event of the year, where all the magical creatures gathered to show off their most creative disguises. Luna was determined to win the prize for the best costume. For weeks, Luna worked tirelessly on her outfit. She decided to go as a dazzling rainbow unicorn. She crafted a shimmering horn from a spiral seashell, painted it with glittering gold, and attached it to a sparkly headband. She sewed a colorful mane and tail from strips of silky fabric, and even made rainbow-striped leg warmers for her arms and legs. On the night of the ball, Luna put on her costume and twirled in front of her mirror. "Oh, Midnight," she exclaimed. "This is going to be the best Halloween ever." But as Luna reached for her broomstick, Bristles, she heard a loud poof. A cloud of purple smoke filled the room, and when it cleared, Luna gasped. Her beautiful unicorn costume had vanished. In its place, she was wearing a potato sack with arm and leg holes cut out. "Oh no," Luna cried. "What happened to my costume?" Midnight meowed sympathetically, and Bristles wiggled in confusion. Luna didn't have time to make a new costume. The ball was about to start, and she couldn't bear to miss it. With a heavy heart, she climbed onto Bristles and flew to the Pumpkin Palace. When Luna arrived, she was amazed by all the fantastic costumes. There were glittering fairies, fearsome dragons, and even a walking, talking cupcake. Luna felt silly in her potato sack, but she decided to make the best of it. As she wandered through the crowd, Luna noticed something strange. A unicorn that looked exactly like her planned costume was prancing around the ballroom. Even stranger, the unicorn seemed to be having trouble walking and kept tripping over its own hooves. Luna approached the unicorn and tapped it on the shoulder. "Excuse me," she said politely, "but I think you might be wearing my costume." The unicorn turned around, and to Luna's surprise, it wasn't a person at all. It was a real unicorn named Sparkle, who had always dreamed of being a witch for Halloween. "Oh dear," Sparkle neighed. "I was practicing my transformation spell, and I must have accidentally switched our costumes. I'm so sorry," Luna laughed. "That's okay. I'm just glad we solved the mystery of the Great Halloween Costume Mix-Up." Together, Luna and Sparkle went to find the costume ball judge, a wise old owl named Hoot. They explained what had happened, and Hoot was so impressed by their honesty and friendship that he declared them both winners of the costume contest. From that night on, Luna and Sparkle became the best of friends. Every Halloween, they would swap costumes and go trick-or-treating together. Luna would dress as a unicorn, and Sparkle would dress as a witch. As Luna snuggled into bed that night, still wearing her potato sack, she smiled. She had learned that sometimes the best costumes aren't the ones you plan, but the ones that come with a great story and a new friend. And so, with Midnight curled up at her feet and Bristles leaning against the wall, Luna drifted off to sleep, dreaming of all the wonderful Halloweens to come. The end.